www.blogtalkradio.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back. We're bringing you extensive coverage of the press days. These are the big happening days at the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. I'm Bob Long, alongside a man we last talked to from his palatial estate in Los Angeles, California, in a stealth location. Motoman, how you doing?
You're killing me, Bob. I come all the way to Detroit to see you, and you bring New England weather.
I know. It's just a New England thing. You know, we like to spread it around. You're getting a little taste of the Midwest, a little taste of New England, little snow, little ice, little slush. It's a mess.
This is unacceptable. You know, I came all the way from California, and the first thing I had to do was dig out my car at the airport. There was like 3 inches of snow on it when I got there.
That's crazy. I know. I know. Not to mention what's going to do your tan. I can already see that it's faded.
It's already gone, man. I'm done.
Yeah, and it seems to be a theme here. What's going on up there? Are they got an ice skating rink up there? Or I haven't been up there.
Well, this is a new strategy in booths. I don't know if you knew this, Bob.
Yes.
Saab decided, you know, we don't want to be on the show floor like everybody else. We want something new.
Okay.
So what they do is for everyone that comes over, they don't get a press kit. They get a snowboard.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, and who couldn't use that? Especially in this weather, actually.
Especially. I'm not going to get to the airport with a car. I'm going to take the snowboard over there.
Very good. Excellent. Is anybody handing out cash? That's what I'd like.
That's what I'm looking for. Actually, at the media center, I believe that's what they're handing out, the cash, Bob.
Very good.
Oh, you know, I got a new sport, Bob.
What's
that? A new sport since I've been here.
Yes.
I like to hear the cities where foreign manufacturers are manufacturing their cars, but in their local accent, in their mother tongue.
Oh, very. This has become a global automotive world now. So I know you were at some exclusive parties.
Yes, I was, with Professor Doctor, and he announced the all-new Passat. And what they are doing now is they're going to build the all-new Passat in Tuscaloosa.
Very good.
Yes.
That always is interesting to hear that. This is kind of a weird time when you stop and think you've got Peter Schleyer, former designer for Audi, now designing for Kia.
Yeah.
And then you've got, you've got an Irishman running Mazda, Jim O'Sullivan.
Exactly.
I mean, everything is kind of...
And you got a Scott running Jaguar design.
That's true.
You know, it's kind of like the old James Bond, you remember?
Yeah.
You know, Sean Connery is supposed to be this British super agent, but he's a Scott.
I know. What is next?
It's globalization, Bob. We're taking over.
That's it.
But you know what's cool about that? They're actually putting jobs in Tuscaloosa.
That's true.
People are actually going to go to work in Tuscaloosa because of the new plant.
That's good. I understand Ford is going to actually add multiple thousands of jobs here in the Detroit area.
You know, as good news as that is, it's not as fun to say they're building cars in Michigan as it is Tuscaloosa.
Tuscaloosa is definitely much more entertaining.
Yes.
So you were hobnobbing around at various parties, including this... Volkswagen affair.
Yeah.
Any other secret happenings? I heard a rumor that you snuck into a very, very high-end secret event.
Super double secret event.
I mean,
where you have to know the secret handshake of design to get into the event.
Yeah, so this is only open to design, not
to designers.
Just car designers. You could be...
you could be color and trim. You could be industrial design.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, you have to have, like, the flag of being in design school or having gone to design school or work for one of the car manufacturers. And it's really a wonderful event. You know, I'm from New York City. And basically, we went there last night with our friends from Hyundai. And what's happened was you walk in and you feel like you're in like a loft in Soho in New York City, but really,
really?
You're in Detroit.
Yeah.
And it's this cool art gallery with these fantastic paintings. It's Camillo Prado, the guy who designed the GT, Ford GT.
A really interesting guy.
Very
extremely
interesting guy.
Talented.
Fantastic host. And here's this party amongst car artwork, interesting new artwork. And then, of course, you know me, there's a Ford GT, there's a Ferrari, there's a Mustang.
Oh, beautiful.
It was awesome.
That's great.
And then one more interesting person than the next you start talking to.
And there must have been some beautiful people there as well.
There were some attractive ladies, I have to say.
You have to throw those in, you know.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
Absolutely nothing.
Yes.
And what? Give me the color scheme on the Ford GT.
You know what? It wasn't the Golf livery. I believe it was like a red and a gray.
Okay.
Yeah, to be honest with you, at that time of night, wasn't really focusing on the colors of the vehicle.
Okay.
Was focused more on, like, what was around the vehicle.
That's right.
Yes.
All of the extra
Follow the bouncing ball, Bob. You know that.
I know exactly what you're saying. So you went to this exclusive party for designers. You went to the Volkswagen affair. You were hanging out with the Hyundai guys.
That's kind of like my secret handshake in there.
Wow.
You know, I've been busy, Bob.
I can see that you've been busy.
You know me, I like my secrets and like my surprises.
Absolutely. You always come up with something very entertaining. So what's new with the television show?
I got a big surprise for you.
Okay.
Now, I know you. I know you're a car guy, so you walked the floor, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I'm going to do it again before I leave in the blizzard and get stuck at the airport.
You'll probably get stuck anyway, so you might as well just walk the floor again. But did you see the Hyundai curb out there?
Yes, I did.
Yes.
Yes.
I had the fortunate pleasure of following the development of that car from when it was just an idea.
No kidding.
Literally was embedded with the project from about 8 months ago when they came up with the idea. And then Phil Zak, the chief designer of Hyundai North America.
Very nice guy. Interviewed him here over the last few days.
Super great guy. Came from General Motors Europe and then went over to Hyundai Design and here in Irvine. And I should say Irvine, California, not here in Michigan, Irvine.
That's
if
true.
If there is one.
There may be.
And then basically he opened up the studio to us, and we followed the process developing this car literally from an idea to a sketch to a quarter-scale clay to a full-size clay to a full-size car that was built at Metal Crafters in Fountain Valley.
And that's a cool facility,
isn't
too.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
Ever been down there?
No, but I've interviewed the family.
George Gofolio.
Absolutely.
Great guys.
Wonderful guys.
Wonderful. And you got to see this place, Bob. You, of all people, would love it because it's. You ever heard the term Chinese walls?
Yes.
This place literally has Chinese walls. You've got, like, one bay where they're working on the Hyundai, and then another bay where they're working on that Kia K7 concept.
Yes, the Gullwing.
But the two shall not meet.
Never.
So, like, Phil and I would go into the Hyundai booth, but the other guy, he couldn't come in, and vice versa.
Wow, secret.
It's awesome. They have machine shops. They do their own glass. It's totally cool. They even let me, the whole car is carbon fiber. Hmm. They even let me cut out the back of the car. Where it says curb, I got the air saw out, and I cut it out myself.
Wow, hands on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I even shaped the clay. I packed the clay onto the foam, shaped the clay on the quarter scale. I even got to paint one of those speed forms, but the color and trim girls didn't like my color.
What color did you choose?
I call it Motoman Bugatti Blue. They call it Grandpa Blue.
That's quite a difference between Bugatti Blue and Grandpa Blue.
Yeah, you would love it. I know you and McKeel and Dave Kinney, all those guys,
exactly.
They would love the color. But color and trim, they shot me down big time on
but
it. But I tried.
You tried, and you were there for the whole project. That's
the whole
amazing.
Project.
That's amazing.
It was,
an embedded, I haven't heard this term since the Iraq War, the first one, an embedded reporter. You're like Wolf Blitzer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, way beyond Wolf Blitzer. Wolf Blitzer, all I had to do was get in a tank. I got in there, and I worked with the troops on the clay, on the drive, and sketched.
No kidding.
The guy whose design it was his original sketch picked, Jason Brown, he let me sketch on this, like, really cool tablet they used to sketch the cars.
Yeah.
And then Arash Badenlew, I believe is his last name, he's the one that designed the Nuvus. From New York a couple years ago, he let me tape the full-size clay.
Oh, very cool.
And then Brad, who introduced the Veloster out there.
Mm-hmm.
Bradley Arnold, basically, he let me help him out with the interior.
Very
and
nice.
And you should see this interior he came up with is awesome. It's like a futuristic take on a bench seat. It's split, but it's still a bench seat. The whole idea was they want the car connected.
We'll take a pit stop, and then more of our coverage will continue. I'm Bob Watt.
Do you want to be a Hotchkiss Performance is a leader in high-performance suspension systems. From new Camaros and Challengers to classic muscle European sports cars and imports, Hotchkiss Performance manufactures horsepower for your suspension. For more information, action-packed videos, and more, go to Hotchkiss.net.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world-famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an events calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets, and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-877-814-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. 1-877-814-MY-TV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. 1-877-814-MY-TV.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was set in the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup's. Got 8 cylinders and uses them all. Got overdrive, just won't stall. With a 4-barrel carb and a dual exhaust, with 4 living gears, you can really get lost. Got safety tubes, but I ain't scared. The brakes are good, tires fair. pulled out of San Pedro late one night. The moon and the stars were shining bright. We was driving up Grapevine Hill, passing cars like they was standing still.
You're listening to extensive coverage of the press days of the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. My name is Bob Long. We're going to talk about Jeep right now with the head of Jeep brand product marketing. And the gentleman's name is Jim Morrison. Jim, welcome to the broadcast. How are you doing?
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
Certainly, this is a big show for all things Jeep. A complete new lineup is in place, and many people didn't think you could do it.
You know, it's been a really good long year, though. You know, since about a year ago, we told the world that we would update the entire Jeep lineup, and here we are today with a complete lineup. We're going to introduce the all-new Jeep Compass,
and with it, we think we've got the best-looking Jeep lineup and the most capable Jeep lineup that we've ever had.
Let's talk about this all-new Jeep Compass. You shared with me a picture of the front fascia of the vehicle and very much has styling cues from its big brother, the Grand Cherokee.
Yeah, for sure. That was the intent. You know, the Grand Cherokee is just a beautiful, sophisticated-looking Jeep, and we wanted that same feeling to come through with the new Compass. And you know, the Compass had kind of started out its life as a bit of a unique animal, call it that,
mm-hmm.
And we really changed the way that looks here with the really nice, sophisticated look that we bring with it that looks like a Grand Cherokee.
Tell us a little bit about the interior execution on the Compass. What have you guys done in that area?
Well, we've really softened it up. So there's nice soft touch points within the interior. And we've also given it the new corporate steering wheel. So it's got standard audio controls and cruise control right in the nice three-spoke steering wheel. Very nice, nice touch. And feel the Latitude has got a nice leather wrapped steering wheel, and it's just you feel like $1 million in this Jeep now.
Oh, that's fantastic. When will the all new Compass go on sale?
Well, we've actually lined it up with the auto show in the debut here. We've started them into production at the end of last year, but we've lined them up at our dealerships, and we've just started delivering them here this week. So people will be able to go to their Jeep dealers and see the new Compass starting today.
Excellent. Also on the Jeep front, the Grand Cherokee, which has rolled out to accolades across the board. What a great platform that is. And a special edition has been introduced here at the Detroit show. It's called the Overland Summit. Tell us all about this special edition, Jim.
Well, the Overland Summit is really, it's a great story for us at Jeep because the new Grand Cherokee is so sophisticated. We're bringing in a higher content client. You know, the clients are looking for everything on this vehicle. Their first question is, what doesn't it have? So, you know, customers are coming out of BMW and Lexus and Land Rover, and they're looking for the Grand Cherokee because it is so sophisticated. So we've been able to take the Overland Edition to the very next level. It's a fully loaded vehicle. It comes with all of the content. It's a very beautiful-looking vehicle, very luxurious-looking vehicle. It's got a nice, bright, polished wheel on the outside, and a bright chrome grille. Inside, it's got this saddle leather soft interior that wraps the whole interior. Even the dash is the same saddle leather, and it's a very sophisticated looking Jeep. And it's got real dark olive wood with the heated steering wheel, and it's just a beautiful interior. Taking it to the next level for the Grand Cherokee.
And a hand-stitched dash. Wow, that's the kind of stuff you used to only find in exotic cars.
You know what, it's neat because, you know, you walk around the floor here at the auto show, and there are other manufacturers that are doing it, but there's usually another digit behind the selling price. They're $100,000 Audis.
Yeah.
And, the interior for the Overland Summit, you can go toe-to-toe with them. And the nice thing about the Grand Cherokee, of course, is that when it snows, it's the most capable Grand Cherokee we've ever done. So it is, it's not only a safe vehicle, the thing will climb up a wall. It's amazing in the snow. It's got quadra-lift air suspension, lifts the vehicle up almost to 11 inches of ground clearance. That's Wrangler Rubicon territory. To get over snowbanks or get over rocks, this Grand Cherokee is just so sure-footed and such a sophisticated 4x4 that it will take your customers any place you want them to.
Let's talk about some of the other touches that you've done in recent times to Jeeps. The Wrangler certainly is a iconic vehicle, and For 2011, you guys have updated the interior on that. It seems to me with the introduction of the four-door Wrangler, it kind of opened up some new buyers into the brand, and I would imagine those buyers were one of the reasons why you decided to raise the bar with the interior.
Bob, you nailed it. That's exactly it.
Really?
With the introduction of the four-door, a lot of new customers were coming to Jeep. Now, they wanted the coolest vehicle that you can take the top off, you can take the doors off, you know, you can play around with the vehicle. And really, you know, whether you take it off-road or it's just a nice vehicle to cruise the boulevard with, our customers are doing everything with it. But now that you can sit three in the back, and it really smoothed out the ride, and we extended the wheelbase for the Wrangler, it really did make it a nice riding vehicle, too. So we had a lot of customers that were coming in, you know, to our dealerships, and they're asking for the next level of interior, asking for more features. So, for example, on this Wrangler, you can get heated seat package with leather. So for the first time ever on Wrangler, in fact, for 2011, it's the first time ever we even put heated mirrors on the Wrangler. And for those that are familiar with our Jeep territory and what Jeep Wrangler means, you know, we were really cautious. We went out and we polled our customers to make sure they're the most passionate customer group on the planet. It's the icon of the off-road world. We didn't want to mess with something we didn't want us to. And they came back and said, yeah, you know what, that's okay. You know, as long as you can take the doors off and still flip the windshield down and make the interior so that, you know, you can hose it out, we're okay. You can put the power mirrors on the side of the Wrangler as well.
2011 is a big year for Jeep, 70 years.
Yeah, you know, 1941 was a pretty big year for Jeep. And, you know, really for the brand that helped America, you know, win the war. I mean, it's really got a lot of emotion attached to it. There's a lot of, you know, our veterans that are very, you know, still passionate about what Jeep means and what the brand means. So it's great to have, you know, a good American feel to the brand. And we're trying to celebrate that. You know, really the kickoff is here. You know, with the auto show, we're going to roll out a complete lineup of Jeep 70th anniversary editions.
That's
wow. A new testament to what Jeep has meant over the years.
Excellent. Can't wait to get a look at that all-new Compass as well as the Overland Summit edition of the Grand Cherokee. You can too if you come on down to the Detroit Auto Show during the public days. Jim Morrison, the head of Jeep Brand Product Marketing, thanks so much for being with us here today.
Hey, Bob. Pleasure talking to you today.
We'll take a timeout, and then on the other side, more cool folks from Detroit. I'm Bob Long.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, so what happens if I've got a claim?
You call our 800 number.
And get some guy in Kuala Lumpur?
No, we actually have an in-house claims unit.
And it'll take, like, months to send me my check.
Oh, we're lightning fast with our settlements.
Of course, you'll probably send me to your brother-in-law's repair shop.
Sir, the restoration shop is always your choice.
One more question.
Sure.
What kind of a freak house are you guys running?
Some things are too good to be true, like Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit Haggerty.com.
You know, these days, we all can afford to save some money. Let me tell you about a simple device called the Tornado that helps your vehicle go further on a tank of gas. It works by creating a swirling effect in your engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of fuel and air, giving you more power and more mileage. You can't go wrong. Tornado is easy to install and comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism. all from natural organic seed plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What bothers you most about menopause? Is it the hot flashes? Waking up at night drenched in sweat? How about the mood swings or putting on weight? Tens of thousands of women have turned to Amberen to get relief from their menopause symptoms. Will Amberen work for you too? The only way to find out is to give it a try. That's why we're giving every woman who calls today a complimentary risk-free trial of Amberen with a 30-day supply free. Amberen is all natural, and its safety and effectiveness is backed by published clinical studies. Do you want a life without hot flashes, night sweats, or mood swings? Want to lose weight, sleep great, and have more energy? We've made trying Amberen completely risk-free, and you get a 30-day supply free. All you have to do is make the call. To claim your complimentary risk-free trial of Amberen, visit GetAmberen.com or call 1-800-647-9277. That's 1-800-647-9277. 1-800-647-9277.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to our special coverage of the Detroit Auto Show, the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. My name is Bob Long. Always a pleasure to share the microphone with this gentleman because he is the chief motorer. That's right. He is the man behind the Mini brand here in North America, Jim McDowell. Welcome back to the show. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
This is, of course, a very important venue for automakers, and I understand here in Detroit, you guys took the wraps off a concept vehicle, very cool. I believe it's a coupe concept.
That's correct. It's the Paceman concept.
Okay.
And it's built on the same technical basis as our Countryman. We're just launching the Countryman right now. There's a tremendous amount of excitement about the Countryman. But this is a two-door coupe, really a masculine, meaty-looking vehicle. Very sleek. So it's a great addition that will be added to the Mini line. And it was confirmed today that a coupe like this will go into production.
That's cool. I noticed in seeing some of the early renderings that were out there on the Internet, like you say, this is very masculine, kind of bold, and kind of, you know, adds a little bit of muscle to the Mini lineup there stylistically.
Without a doubt, I think a lot of people will say it's the most beautiful Mini yet. And one thing that is just great about it, since we're here in Detroit, it also will have optional all-four. So it'll be Mini's second all-wheel drive vehicle.
Excellent. Let's talk a little bit more about that, because many of our listeners may not be up to speed with the fact that now you've got two vehicles with four-wheel drive, with all-wheel drive. And tell us a little bit about the system. How is it set up? Tell us a little bit more.
Well, it's an intelligent all-wheel drive system. It's always on.
Mm-hmm.
And it wants to be performing as though it's a front-wheel drive car, but when it detects any slip, then it becomes putting more and more of the torque to the rear to make certain that you always have the best grip possible.
That's fantastic. And the Countryman, I understand, has rolled out extremely well. Bring us up to speed on that, Jim.
Well, we've only been selling it for a few days. Its official on sale date is the 12th. So from that perspective, we just have tremendous excitement at our dealerships. All of our dealers have had really exciting, we call them boot gating events, where we can demonstrate what cool stuff you can do from the back of a Countryman. And they're just really fun to drive. So customers are just waiting till they come in. Quite a few are already building their own on our website, miniusa.com. But it is a great addition to the lineup. And I think a lot of people said, a bigger Mini, what's that going to be like?
Yeah.
But it's not scary big. It still is a very compact vehicle, just one size bigger than the Minis that we've had before.
Excellent. Give us a little idea of one size bigger dimensionally. How does it measure up to a regular Mini?
Okay. The vehicle that it's closest to is the Clubman.
Sure.
It's 6 inches longer than a Clubman.
Okay.
It's 4 inches wider than a Clubman and 5 inches taller.
So really not significantly huge by any stretch of the imagination. This is still a compact vehicle.
We've gone from astonishingly small to small.
And I would imagine I haven't had the chance to drive the Countryman, but I'm sure the Mini driving dynamics are probably very much still in place there as well.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the big surprise to people and the big convincing argument. People have thought, well, how big is this going to be? I don't think there should be a big Mini. And this is not a big Mini, and it still has that go-kart driving feel. So from that perspective, if you love the Mini hardtop and you have some kind of standard SUV in your garage, you will rush out and replace that SUV with the Countryman because it has a lot of the utility that you have in that standard SUV, but so much more driving fun.
Wow, that's fantastic. Let's talk a little bit about the ever-expanding Mini lineup. How many models do you have right now? This is an all-time record here in North America.
Well, currently we have 4 models in the market, but we've also announced that 3 additional models are coming. So with this Paceman concept, when it comes into production, it will be our 7th model. And that's one of the things that really excites me, is Mini isn't a brand that has one cool car that we've just kind of left on the shelf for 7 years. We're constantly adding to what's available in the range. And even the Mini hardtop is significantly enhanced for 2011. Our original car, we keep improving.
Tell us about some of the enhancements for 2011. What kind of stuff have you done, Jim?
Yeah, well, we've gone through and listened to our customers in terms of how you could make a great car even that much better. So, for example, we redesigned the inside stack of controls to make them more intuitive for people to be able to use. We have significantly upgraded the Cooper S engine. It is far more responsive than in the past, even more of a hoot to drive. In terms of the interior of the car that we have gone through, and we've come up with some new interior choices that are really great. In terms of both the front and the back of the car, we have made slight cosmetic changes, but we have things like LED technology in our taillights. So when you just go from front to the very back, you'll constantly see, oh, that's something that they've changed for 2011. And it's just making it that much more meet the expectations of the Mini owner.
The Mini owner is very unique in the automotive marketplace. I mean, you guys really set the trend in a number of different ways. Number one, you kind of woke up the other automakers to the fact that Americans will, in fact, buy smaller vehicles as long as they've got great performance as well as a lot of available equipment, luxury features that normally weren't part of the option list of a smaller car in the past. You guys were the first ones to really bring the small car into America here as a more luxury contented vehicle, and it is done so well for you, and a bunch of automakers are copying you, as you know.
Well, thank you for saying that. I think what we demonstrated is you don't have to live the life of a monk to drive a small car. And some of the new stuff that we're coming up with, like Mini Connected, that's one of the things that I am most excited about. It's available on all Minis now. You bring your iPhone into the car.
Okay.
And then it connects directly to the electronic system of the car. The display in front of you is not some foreign automotive display. It looks like your iPhone. So the iPhone operates when connected to the car exactly the same way that you're used to it operating as an iPhone. So you're not learning some new interface.
Oh, isn't that something? And it's that simple. Just if you have an Apple iPhone, you just hook it in and it does all those.
You have all the access to your applications. You can tweet. You can internet radio. Say your favorite radio station is one that's over in London.
Sure.
Well, that can be the station that you're listening to all the time.
Oh, that is fantastic. And that's all new for 2011 as well?
Right.
Excellent. So let's talk one more time about the Countryman. Are you finding that you're getting some new conquest buyers into the brand with that vehicle, or are they many loyalists, or are you getting some new folks?
We only have a few hundred purchasers so far. The car is so new. But without a doubt, the early purchasers are many customers that want to fill the other slot in their garage. But we know that it has tremendous appeal to people that took a test drive in a Mini, loved the experience, couldn't quite get their mind around a car that small. And now there's a Mini that has four doors. It's 13 feet long, not 12 feet long, that it has optional four-wheel drive, and it has four really high-quality seats. Every seat in the car is the same quality as the driver's seat, and what's really cool with the Countryman is the back seats have their own tracks, so they go forwards and backwards, so you can decide how much space in the car you want to give to the rear seat passengers, how much space you want to have for the cargo, and that means that you can have four people in tremendous comfort in a Countryman driving cross-country. In fact, it has more rear seat legroom than vehicles that are more than 2 feet longer.
No
so
kidding.
From that perspective, it really is a great package.
Sounds wonderful. And the big story here at Detroit is the Paceman. I can't wait to check it out in person. And Jim, as usual, I can't wait to get you back with us here on the air. Thank you so much for your time here today, my friend.
It is always a pleasure.
Today on The Long Drive, a velvet hammer. The Long Drive is brought to you by Reliant Vehicle Services, ReliantVS.com.
If you are like a lot of people, you don't know much about cars or how much they cost to get fixed. Repair estimates can go through the roof. Stop being taken advantage of. Reliant Vehicle Services is here to help. ReliantVS.com is your protection against high auto repair costs. Reliant Works is your negotiation service with trained ASC-certified mechanics, helping you get the best price. Here's how it works. When your car needs repair, take it to any shop or dealership, then have Reliant Vehicle Services negotiate for you. You'll know you are saving money and if you're dealing with a fair and honest repair business. With Reliant Vehicle Services, you'll get unlimited access to their experts and save thousands on car repairs for only $49 a year. Accredited by the Better Business Bureau, Reliant Vehicle Services is for any car, new, used, old, or high-mileage vehicles. Go to ReliantVS.com and start saving now. That's ReliantVS.com. ReliantVS.com.
Mercedes' brand new E63 AMG is a velvet hammer, a luxury car with the heart of a sports car. Greg Clark is AMG manager for Mercedes-Benz.
The goals actually were pretty lofty. This is becoming more and more of a challenge for us as time progresses because the performance stakes are getting higher and higher and customers' expectations are getting higher and higher in terms of the performance they expect. The E63 for us really is a bit of a masterpiece because we managed to take a 518 horsepower super sports car really and squeeze it into the form of a four-door sedan, and we do that still with making a car that you can drive 7 days a week.
I'm Bob Long for thelongdrive.com.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants.
Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BIGBERKEY waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Special coverage of the Detroit Auto Show, the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. My name is Bob Long. Always a pleasure to share the microphone with this gentleman because he is the chief motorer. That's right. He is the man behind the mini brand here in North America. Jim McDowell, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
This is, of course, a very important venue for automakers, and I understand here in Detroit, you guys took the wraps off a concept vehicle. Very cool. I believe it's a coupe concept.
That's correct. It's the Paceman concept.
Okay.
And it's built on the same technical basis as our Countryman. We're just launching the Countryman right now. There's a tremendous amount of excitement about the Countryman. But this is a two-door coupe, really a masculine, meaty-looking vehicle. Very sleek. So it's a great addition that will be added to the Mini line. And it was confirmed today that a coupe like this will go into production.
That's cool. I noticed in seeing some of the early renderings that were out there on the Internet, like you say, this is very masculine, kind of bold, and kind of, you know, adds a little bit of muscle to the Mini lineup there stylistically.
Without a doubt, I think a lot of people will say it's the most beautiful Mini yet. And one thing that is just great about it, since we're here in Detroit, it also will have optional all four. So it'll be Mini's second all-wheel drive vehicle.
Excellent. Let's talk a little bit more about that, because many of our listeners may not be up to speed with the fact that now you've got two vehicles with four-wheel drive, with all-wheel drive. And tell us a little bit about the system. How is it set up? Tell us a little bit more.
Well, it's an intelligent all-wheel drive system. It's always on.
Mm-hmm.
And it wants to be performing as though it's a front-wheel drive car. But when it detects any slip, then it becomes putting more and more of the torque to the rear to make certain that you always have the best grip possible.
That's fantastic. And the Countryman, I understand, has rolled out extremely well. Bring us up to speed on that, Jim.
Well, we've only been selling it for a few days. Its official on sale date is the 12th. So from that perspective, we just have tremendous excitement at our dealerships. All of our dealers have had really exciting, we call them boot gating events, where we can demonstrate what cool stuff you can do from the back of a Countryman. And they're just really fun to drive. So customers are just waiting till they come in. Quite a few are already building their own on our website, miniusa.com. But it is a great addition to the lineup. And I think a lot of people said, a bigger Mini, what's that going to be like?
Yeah.
But it's not scary big. It still is a very compact vehicle, just one size bigger than the Minis that we've had before.
Excellent. Give us a little idea of one size bigger dimensionally. How does it measure up to a regular Mini?
Okay. The vehicle that it's closest to is the Clubman.
Sure.
It's 6 inches longer than a Clubman.
Okay.
It's 4 inches wider than a Clubman and 5 inches taller.
So really not significantly huge by any stretch of the imagination. This is still a compact vehicle.
We've gone from astonishingly small to small.
And I would imagine I haven't had the chance to drive the Countryman, but I'm sure the Mini driving dynamics are probably very much still in place there as well.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the big surprise to people and the big convincing argument. People have thought, well, how big is this going to be? I don't think there should be a big Mini. And this is not a big Mini, and it still has that go-kart driving feel. So from that perspective, if you love the Mini hardtop and you have some kind of standard SUV in your garage, you will rush out and replace that SUV with the Countryman because it has a lot of the utility that you have in that standard SUV, but so much more driving fun.
Wow, that's fantastic. Let's talk a little bit about the ever-expanding Mini lineup. How many models do you have right now? This is an all-time record here in North America.
Well, currently we have 4 models in the market, but we've also announced that 3 additional models are coming. So with this Paceman concept, when it comes into production, it will be our 7th model. And that's one of the things that really excites me, is Mini isn't a brand that has one cool car that we've just kind of left on the shelf for 7 years. We're constantly adding to what's available in the range. And even the Mini hardtop is significantly enhanced for 2011. Our original car, we keep improving.
Tell us about some of the enhancements for 2011. What kind of stuff have you done, Jim?
Yeah. Well, we've gone through and listened to our customers in terms of how you could make a great car even that much better. So, for example, we redesigned the inside stack of controls to make them more intuitive for people to be able to use. We have significantly upgraded the Cooper S engine. It is far more responsive than in the past, even more of a hoot to drive. In terms of the interior of the car that we have gone through, and we've come up with some new interior choices that are really great. In terms of both the front and the back of the car, we have made slight cosmetic changes, but we have things like LED technology in our taillights. So when you just go from front to the very back, you'll constantly see, oh, that's something that they've changed for 2011. And it's just making it that much more meet the expectations of the Mini owner.
The Mini owner is very unique in the automotive marketplace. I mean, you guys really set the trend in a number of different ways. Number one, you kind of woke up the other automakers to the fact that Americans will, in fact, buy smaller vehicles as long as they've got great performance as well as a lot of available equipment, luxury features that normally weren't part of the option list of a smaller car in the past. You guys were the first ones to really bring the small car into America here as a more luxury contented vehicle, and it is done so well for you, and a bunch of automakers are copying you, as you know.
Well, thank you for saying that. I think what we demonstrated is you don't have to live the life of a monk to drive a small car. And some of the new stuff that we're coming up with, like Mini Connected, that's one of the things that I am most excited about. It's available on all Minis now. You bring your iPhone into the car.
Okay.
And then it connects directly to the electronic system of the car. The display in front of you is not some foreign automotive display. It looks like your iPhone. So the iPhone operates when connected to the car exactly the same way that you're used to it operating as an iPhone. So you're not learning some new interface.
Oh, isn't that something? And it's that simple. just if you have an Apple iPhone, you just hook it in and it does all those?
You have all the access to your applications. You can tweet. You can internet radio. Say your favorite radio station is one that's over in London.
Sure.
Well, that can be the station that you're listening to all the time.
Oh, that is fantastic. And that's all new for 2011 as well?
Right.
Excellent. So let's talk one more time about the Countryman. Are you finding that you're getting some new conquest buyers into the brand with that vehicle, or are they many loyalists, or are you getting some new folks?
We only have a few hundred purchasers so far. The car is so new. But without a doubt, the early purchasers are many customers that want to fill the other slot in their garage. But we know that it has tremendous appeal to people that took a test drive in a Mini, loved the experience, couldn't quite get their mind around a car that small. And now there's a Mini that has four doors. It's 13 feet long, not 12 feet long, that it has optional four-wheel drive, and it has four really high-quality seats. Every seat in the car is the same quality as the driver's seat. And what's really cool with the Countryman is the back seats have their own track, so they go forwards and backwards. So you can decide how much space in the car you want to give to the rear seat passengers, how much space you want to have for the cargo. And that means that you can have four people in tremendous comfort in a Countryman driving cross country. In fact, it has more rear seat legroom than vehicles that are more than 2 feet longer. So from that perspective, it really is a great package.
Sounds wonderful. And the big story here at Detroit is the Paceman. I can't wait to check it out in person. And Jim, as usual, I can't wait to get you back with us here on the air. Thank you so much for your time here today, my friend.
It is always a pleasure.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.